first type of Demai, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is also delineating more leniencies of Demai. As we said before, Demai is a Tekan of the Rabbon, and therefore Chacham more lenient. Ein lo yichoymish. When one redeems his own produce of Maisa Sheni, he has to add a fifth to its value. When he redeems his Demai, he does not have to add a fifth. Ein lo beer. At the end of the fourth and seventh, or the Pesach time of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, one has to get rid of or give over all of his Trumas Maisers to those who deserve it. The Trumas Maisers from Demai, he's not required to do so. Nechel la'oinen, Maisa Sheni, of regular Maisa Sheni, cannot be eaten by a person whose relative that has to be Miss Avalon died that day. Maisa Sheni of Demai can be eaten. A regular Maisa Sheni, once it's brought into Yerushalayim, cannot be removed from Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni of Demai can be even taken out of Yerushalayim. Ma'azim is mitzvah v'drochim. If a person is going up to Yerushalayim and he has a little bit of Maisa Sheni with him, which is a tircha for him, it's hard for him to carry it up, he could just leave it on the side. That's by Demai. If it would be Maisa Sheni, regular Maisa Sheni, he has a responsibility of taking all his produce up to Yerushalayim or redeeming it, but he can't just leave some behind. Leaving it behind obviously means leaving it behind and won't be eaten, but even so, by Maisa Sheni, regular Maisa Sheni, you shouldn't even do that. You should just bring it all up to Yerushalayim or redeem all of it. Maisa Sheni generally cannot be given to an Ama Oretz, or because we're concerned, you may not eat it in the proper halachas. You may eat it when he's an oinen or his tummy, but Maisa Sheni of the Mai, which is known to Rabbanon, we permit a person to give tamar, but the Yoichol Kenegdo, that since there is a chash that this Amaretz will not bring it to Yerushalayim, the one who gave it to the Amaretz is required to take from his own money and buy an equivalent amount of the produce that he gave to Amaretz and eat that amount in Yerushalayim. Machal Moisir Kesef Al Kesef. We said before that Maisa Sheni, when you bring it to Yerushalayim, if you don't want to carry all the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. But generally, you cannot redeem Maisa Sheni on a coin, a silver coin, from one silver coin to another silver coin of the same denomination, the same amount of, let's say, American coins. You would not be able to do from one silver coin to another silver coin, so silver coin of America, because it doesn't look like a chil. A chil seemingly is you're transforming from one type of thing to another type of thing. But in any event, that's by regular Maisa Sheni. By Maisa Sheni of Demai, one can, if he was Mechalad on one coin, let's say one silver coin, then he can transfer the Kedusha onto another silver coin. Why would he do so? He wants to somehow consolidate his things into a bigger coin or whatever it may be. The same thing in the Choshes on the Choshes, from one Choshes, a copper coin, to another copper coin. Ketzef on the Choshes, he could do it from silver onto the Choshes, using all these things by Maisa Sheni, one should not do. By Ketzav on the Choshes on Koponim, if it's not a Tchak, he shouldn't do it. By Demai, he can Lechatchila do all these type of Chilulim. The Choshes al Peiris, if he had coins and now he wants to transform the coins, he needs to use those coins on the way up to Yerushalayim, he could transfer it back onto the Kedusha, onto Peiris, and bring the Peiris to Yerushalayim. Uvashi Yachav Yiftas al Peiris, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that he can eventually take those payers. In other words, what happened to this person? He started out with fruit, and he was mechaled onto coins, and now he's mechaled the coins back onto payers. The question is, can he take these payers the second time that he has these payers, which is really a chil for the coins, and be mechaled these payers on coins again? Rav Meir says one can, and the Chacham Amar no. He only mechaled payers, the initial payers. These secondary payers, he added the payers to Yochanan Yerushalayim. Once he transferred the Kedusha from the coin back onto payers, those payers have to be brought up to Yerushalayim.